Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We continue with our candidate interviews. Once again, there are six positions coming up on local school boards in the May election. All 12 candidates have agreed to appear on our program in order to tell you about their upcoming candidacy. The position of the order of appearance was determined by a blind draw that was recorded on video and is available should the need arise. Welcome to the studios right now of KAJO Radio, the incumbent for Three Rivers School Board position number one, Cameron Kemp. Cameron, why are you running? Why are you rerunning for your own position on the school board?
Exactly. Yeah, so why does somebody go for this? I think the really, from a business standpoint, you're looking at folks coming out of school. You want to make sure they're ready for the world. And when I interviewed some folks that have come straight out of Illinois Valley High School in this case and submitted a resume, and on the resume, they spelled diploma. They said they got the diploma at Ivy High School. D-E-P-L-O-M-I-A. Diplomia.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, well, maybe that's a one-off. Maybe spelling wasn't his favorite subject school. I go down to the local tire place, and I say, we've got a dually truck. And I need to get six tires mounted in. So what's that going to be? This guy says $30. And I said, so what the total is? My wife's asking. Nothing.
Blank screen.
Blank screen.
Where's my computer?
Where's
the adding machine?
So the question is do these students have the ability to go out into the world and excel? And to that end, what can we should we be doing to provide the maximum impact for the students?
All right. Well, there's your next question. What should we be doing to improve that impact for the students?
You know, I think that they have to see the why. And so if I'm sitting in algebra and I'm thinking, you know, the last time I did algebra is when, I think I want to see, well, how is this going to relate to my future? And to that end, I brought three programs to the board since I've been there just a few months. One was people who wanted to study governance. I got together with a friend of mine, it's the mayor of Cave Junction, and we put together Mayor for a Day. And so a student that wants to go in, met a student who wanted to go maybe work for the UN. I said, well, you're not going to do that in Cave Junction. You got to go to New York. But if you go there and your resume says you were the mayor for the day in who knows where, Oregon, that's a leg up. So that and a couple more projects I brought to the board. One was trying to tap on, piggyback onto the Grants Pass High School's doing this student exchange. So students get to go see what the city looks like. City student comes to the country for a week. And we've got that approved in the Three Rivers School District as well. And so we're going to be sending students to Detroit, wherever, somewhere, not Cave Junction, not Murphy. And so, and the third one is when I was traveling overseas, I saw this big display, outdoor display, you know, laser projector, amazing artwork displayed on the side of a building. That's a way that the public can start to understand what value the school district is bringing to the community, because they can see it on the wall. When they go to the football game, they're going to see a 60-foot-wide laser show. Not that expensive, and it's already been funded. I think we're just working on the details.
All right, so we'll look forward to seeing that when and where.
How soon can we get it done? I think the funding may be coming through the Four-Way Foundation. We're just working on the details. Maybe that'll be in probably the beginning of next year. I think it takes a little of time to get these shows together, but if we can throw something up quickly, we'll do it.
All right. What you're outlining there, we're stepping outside the classroom, maybe outside the box a little bit. Kudos to that. What about in the classroom to improve that spelling for diploma?
So actually the district has been looking at this. And so they come to the board meeting and they give us some data. Well, there's data and data. You know, what is the data? What do we intuit from the data? What does it actually mean? And to do that, you got to peel back the layers. And luckily, the school board has the ability to work with the principal, with the superintendent, with the other parties involved and say, you know, I'd just really like to go and sit for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, a class session in that class. The students tell us through the student roundtables we've had at North Valley, Hidden Valley, Illinois Valley, that there's certain teachers that really connect with the students, teach multiple modes. They connect with them in the kinesthetic learners and the auditory, and some that don't. So how can we put some parameters around that and set some goals to make the classroom better in a way that makes sense to the data, way that we can talk about?
All right. So are you talking about more education for the teachers? You're talking about adjusting curriculum.
It's kind of a combination. One of the things with data, as I work in, I'm a computer guy, is trying something with seeing what the data leads you to, what conclusion, then using that as a feedback loop and say, okay, well, how can we do better? And also, very importantly, and I think Pat Kelly highlighted this at the last school board meeting, that we have to be able to tell that story to the public. Why does it matter to, why spend money on plugging the holes in the roof on the school district buildings when it seems like a lot of money, when we don't maybe know what the district is doing? You know what the fire department's doing because they pull you out of the ditch. What's the school board doing? What's the school district doing? We have to tell that story.
Okay, well, let's patch the holes in the roof. Or at least we tried to in the last election, and the funding measure went down in flames. What is the status of the infrastructure for Three Rivers right now?
I kind of liken this to the kid who didn't save anything, it didn't study all semester, and suddenly wants to borrow $50 from his dad to bail him out of some way, you know, study at the last minute. We've known how long roofs last for a pretty long time. And so the time to be preparing for this was starting a pretty long time ago. I understand why the district went out to get some funding. It was unreasonable. I think people are feeling the strain. I don't think if they're going to spend money on food or the school district, I think they're going to spend money on food, and there's just not a lot to go around.
That doesn't patch the holes in the roof, though.
Yes.
And what is the status of the structure of the infrastructure right now? How bad is it, and what will it take to fix it, and is there a more reasonable way to fix it than what was outlined in that last resolution?
That last resolution was a Hail Mary. We've got to break that down, and we got to pursue funding for individual things that we can do. Now, in some cases, like in Evergreen, we were able to sort of combine some earthquake retrofit funding with some, oh, by the way, can we package this in such a way where we get a little bit extra benefit? So trying to multiply that benefit, that's going to be onesies and twosies. It's going to happen over the next 2 or 3 years. And maybe we're just going to have to get as far as we can. At least, you know, some roofs patched is better than no roofs patched because it avoids us having cascading failures, water damage, and the like.
All right. Key word there was failure, and we all saw what happened with the North Medford High School gymnasium when it collapsed. I've been in that gymnasium many, many times. Tell me right now, what is the status? How safe are our schools for the children in the Three Rivers School District?
I think they're safe to inhabit. Nobody's a fan of the bucket party where you put 5 gallon buckets under the drips. But I'm not aware of any structural issues. That was my first. In fact, I sent a text to the superintendent as soon as I heard that. You know, what are the odds? And everybody's got to be thinking that. So I think it puts a little bit more impetus on getting the job done, brings it to the fore. But you just can't go ask for $17 million. So we're going to find other ways to do it. To answer your question, I don't think anybody believes the students are in any impending danger. And that was clearly a concern in Medford, and that didn't go well.
All right. We've got about 2 minutes left here of your allotted 10 minutes. One, do you have a goal to achieve in your time on the school board? And why should I pick you to continue your seating on that school board?
I think we have to find new innovative ways to teach, ways to help learners learn. And I think we need to think about different ways to do that. Now, luckily, with technology, my background, man, I understand a fair bit about that. We have to design the schools at the school board and the schools that we want to see in 5 years. And I think I have a good shot at that because I'm quite squarely in the middle of that conversation. Already brought several conversations to the board. So we'll see what we can do and include all students in that process.
All right. Once again, why should I vote for Cameron Kemp for school board?
Because I've already brought real substantive ideas forward, and even in 6 months, and there's been some board members that have been on for decades that probably have not. So I think you can get more of the same and more progress through this, and I'd hope for your vote.
All right, and you have another minute left if you want to use it.
I would like to talk to you, what you said about, let's go back to that, and just all of a sudden you need $17 million.
All right.
How do we get there? That's amazing. And so, you know, this last minute, we gotta avoid this last minute discussion. Oh, we need a ton of money. We need it right away. Not realistic. So we're going to have to get pretty creative. I'd also like to hope that people from across the political spectrum can show up to the school board members meetings, feel welcome, and engage in some meaningful dialogue. And I'd certainly love that opportunity.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Cameron Camp, a candidate for Three Rivers School District position number 1 in the upcoming May election. Stay tuned. We'll continue one more interview today on KAJO Radio.
Bye, Mart's.